Roman numeral 2. We have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. A. Peter likens the word of prophecy in the scripture to a lamp shining in a dark place. 1. This indicates that this age is a dark place in the dark night, and all the people of this world are moving and acting in darkness. Romans 13:12. The night is far advanced, and the day has dawned near. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the weapons of light. 2. The prophetic word of the scripture, as the shining lamp to the believers, conveys spiritual light that shines in their darkness, not merely knowledge in letters for their mental apprehension, guiding them to enter into a bright day, even to pass through the dark night until the day of the Lord's appearing dawns. 3. Before the Lord as the sunlight appears, we need this word as light to shine over our footsteps. B. The day dawns is a metaphor illustrating a coming time that will be full of light as a bright day dawning, with a morning star rising before its dawning in the hearts of the believers, who are illuminated and enlightened by giving heed to the shining word of prophecy in the scripture. 1. In the time of apostasy, the believers do well to give heed in this matter, that the prophetic word as a lamp may shine through the darkness of apostasy until such a day dawns upon them. 2. This will cause and encourage them to earnestly seek the Lord's presence and be watchful, so that they will not miss the Lord in the secret part of his coming, parousia, when he will come as a thief. 3. This metaphor must allude to the coming age, the age of the kingdom, as a day that will dawn at the appearing, the coming of the Lord as the Son of Righteousness, whose light will shine to break through the gloom of the dark night of this age. Preceding this, in the darkest hour of the night, the Lord will appear as the morning star to those who are watchful and looking for his dear appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Revelation 2:28. And to him I will give the morning star. 5. They have been enlightened by the shining of the prophetic word, which is able to lead them to the dawning day. 6. If we give heed to the word in the Bible, which shines as a lamp in a dark place, we will have his rising in our hearts to shine in the darkness of apostasy, where we are today, before his actual appearing as the morning star.